And welcome to It's All in the Stars. This is your host, Hassan Jaffer, the astrologer. And we will be coming back online on approximately probably about 21st of September. There are a lot of things which I have to finish. My friend Sherwin would be joining me probably in about half an hour or so for the latter half of the show. He's doing a filming actually right now in Los Angeles. So he'll call us on the set probably. And what I'm going to be discussing today, so today is one of my last shows for about 4 weeks. I'll have a little to finish off my books and getting all these other things we're doing on the website and all the design patterns. We've got quite a few coders working on that. We've got some fantastic programs online that you'll be able to use, which I'll let you know as we go along. And first of all, any of you want to write to us, it's Stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E. At astrotrends.net. If you do want to call in, it's only the first 20-25 minutes of the show. You can call in if you want. I'll give you the number, but please do not call after half an hour because Sherwin will be online, and I'd like to discuss some of the topics with him. The number to call from Canada is 1-888-815-9756, and from States it's 1-877-876-5227. If you want to get in touch with our company in Toronto, myself, it's 416-497-9000. And our website is astrotrends.net, A-S-T-R-O-T-R-E-N-D-S.net. Now, I want these archives, you see, not just to do people's charts and all that, but even if I do someone's chart, I want to use that to actually explain what other people are going through. So we'll deal with different signs also today. And there's always something with the sun signs as well that we can always tell. Like all Virgos and all Pisces people are going through certain aspects. So we'll deal with that also. We'll deal with all the signs so you all get something out of it. I also want to put some really important information here. And again, that you'd be able to utilize all your life in terms of what your mission is in life. And in our subsequent shows, we'll be dealing with palmistry, astrology, the world events, all kinds of things. I do want you to let you know that I'm basically a very objective person, or you might say judgmental in a good way, because what we base everything on is pure astrological, what the masses need. It's not for this country or that country, but what's good for the humanity. We talked about the Mayan calendar. A lot of people had asked us December 2020. Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to give you a call because I know that the last half hour you're going to be with your test, and I wanted to ask you if you could kind of tell me for the month of September and October what is prominently going to be happening for me.
For yourself or in the world, you mean?
For
or
myself.
For yourself. I see. Okay, let me just... What's your birthday?
My birthday is March 6, 1963.
March the 5th or the 6th?
March 6th.
March 6th,
1953? 60.
Sorry, 19...
That's okay.
Actually, astrologers are notorious, it's fantastic. We have
3,
no idea 6, what
63.
Yeah, have I spoken to you before?
A long while back, I know.
I see. It's quite a bright chart, actually. You have that, you know, from January till end of next year, throughout 2009 is absolutely fantastic for you. When it comes to relationships, love matters, financially, buying or selling of cars, travel, any purchase of property, all those things is fantastic. And summer onwards, throughout next year, is fantastic for contractual matters. In fact, the whole world will catch up to your way of thinking because you are Pisces, but you have Mercury in the sign of Aquarius. Quite a few composers were born with that. Mozart was born with Mercury Aquarius also. And quite a few inventors were born with that. So people are in advertising and marketing, we often find with Mercury Aquarius. Although in women's chart, we find a certain intellectual insecurity when Saturn is close to Mercury. it makes a person like a real genius, but it's not the bright aspect, it's the ability to hone your talents. That's a Saturn Mercury theme. But next year is fantastic for you. Right now, you have a very philosophical year this year, actually. And you are into this major new cycle, and you lay the foundation of that this year till about December. You have a very spiritual aspect, even the next 2-3 months. The only time that you've got to be very careful is when, I believe it's October. Your timing is very similar to Obama's timing, actually. So that whole age group, the 60s age group, will be in a very stressful aspect in October. So probably some scandals or something will be coming out at that time, or maybe even related to Joe Biden, for example, which affects Obama. So your generation will be susceptible at that time. But if you want a full report, like a 12-month forecast with all the exact dates and everything, we actually highlight all the important dates in red and green. And we can actually email it to you right away as well. And you can just email us at, or if you go to astrotrends.net, just send us an email and with your telephone number, and we will send you all the information about it.
Or
just, if you include your contact number, we'll give you a call from here, because you have a North American number, it's much easier for us. We also do telephone consultations, by the way, on the phone. And but next year is fantastic for you, for this aspect. This year is more of a spiritual aspect. The main action is next year. That's what. So what do you do, by the way?
Well, I'm a hairstylist.
I see. So that's where you. But see, Saturn is definitely close to Mercury, probably in your chart, because that gives a practical application of knowledge. But you're like a choreographer, like when a person comes up with, maybe it's all the streaks that you do in the hairstyling, etc., when you're creative, you know?
Okay.
That's where it comes out, yeah. There is a definite dramatic and theatrical side. I'm not sure where it comes out, but because you need to know all the time of birth and everything for that, you know? Okay, my dear?
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Take Bye-bye.
Care. Thanks for listening to the show. Bye then. Are you still on the line? Okay. Great. I'm just getting some Skype messages here. Just let me also check. Okay. You know, sometimes we get all these date of births and questions, right? And these people want to know about. I just got an email actually on the Mayan calendar. I'm just talking about that. If you go to the archives, if you go to our website, right there, you'll see the archives as well. On the 10th August, the 10th August show, we discussed the Mayan calendar. Now, you may find that, you know, the sound sounds like Donald Duck, unfortunately, you know, because the streaming aspect is a bit of a problem. See, I'm really not satisfied with technology at all. You see, it's just too slow for me. So from January onwards of next year, there'll be major revolutions in the whole industry, including a faster internet, and they might even use the photons and lights, actually, or some aspect of that to make it 10 times faster. Are the new processors coming out, etc. And hopefully the streaming, etc., will become much, much better as well, including the holography and 3D, all kinds of things from Microsoft, from Apple, and they all are doing their own things, that some really interesting ones. Now, as far as the world is concerned, what's happening in Georgia, what happened, of course, I know that the U.S. And the West actually were trying to get a foothold in Russia, Ukraine, and Georgia. I think it's not the right aspect to do, you know, to try to confront them directly like that. And some people were even saying that we might have World War III because the whole armada is in the Persian Gulf, and then Russia is now coming into Syria, for example. They're sending so many things happening at the same time. But while China was distracted with Beijing, of course, nothing happened. And Georgia, I think, was not just to distract that they want to strike Iran. I don't think that was a thing. I think the Georgian president is a bit of a hypocrite, actually. He was being prodded by the West too much, and they want to take the South. And Putin has got Mercury in the sign of Libra. I'm not saying they're right or wrong, but Georgia, Ukraine, all these aspects, they really belong to Russia. I mean, they belong to the USSR, I mean. And with Gorbachev, unfortunately, there's Mercury-Pluto opposition. This is where you do something which, you know, where you cannot undo the damage anymore and divide all these countries in small, small pieces. And then, you know, when they join NATO, that means they've got to bomb Russia. And of course, nobody would do that. So I think France and Germany did the right thing. And Georgia was wrong in trying to massacre these, these other people, the Syria, it's difficult to pronounce that country, but on the south side, and Russia took over, and they use it as a pretext now to actually take over some of the harbor, etc., as well. because they certainly do not want the Western influence to come there or take all the oil from the Caspian directly bypassing Russia. And so you can understand their self-preservation. And they will never be able to either join NATO, of course. At the same time, can't derive totally hypocritical policies of the U.S., unfortunately, that they go there and they deliberately provoke Russia by having this Polish, this missile thing, anti-missile thing there. And so Russia has its own defense aspect, and of course this created half a justice buying all kinds of missiles and now the whole the warship will be coming into Syria also. And now they've got a land route to Iran as well. So it's completely backfired, actually, what they were trying to do with the NATO. All this rhetoric is totally useless, actually. And I mean, Putin is very correct, and they were very astute in understanding what is going on here. They're trying to use the NATO and all that to, while they thought Russia was weak, and Russia was very swift in their action, actually. And the most violent aspect comes out in October. That's when NATO moves into Scorpio. And let me just check when it actually goes into Scorpio, because this will affect all the Age of the Golden movies, the 20s and the very early 30 age group. And also, let me just see, it seems to be end of September, actually. It goes into Scorpio. Let me just take the first degrees and stop 10 degrees here. And yeah, it seems actually August 3rd. No, just give me one sec. I'm just looking at October 4th. It goes into Scorpio. So throughout the month of October, it's a very critical month. It's a violent month, actually, unfortunately. And for the 60s age group also, it's not very good. When your immune system is down, and anybody who was born in that age group, including Obama, they'll have to be very careful of any danger aspects. It's like a nightmare scene, actually, and all kinds of scandals when they crop up. It goes on till about November 15th. So it's happening within this period, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of fraud aspect in the voting and all. That's the only way that other people could come in. And so October is a critical month till about November 15th. And but even after the presidential election, because Bush is going to be there right about the end of January, so you never know, what they... I mean, they're planning. I mean, we know that actually what they are trying to... I mean, they made their intentions quite clear, but I think the Russia are coming in now. Now it makes it more difficult for them as well. But they will try their best, actually. Now, as far as Joseph Biden is concerned, I was very happy with that aspect. Like, the daytime we were discussing that he does have a very good chart. And he's a Scorpio, actually. Hello.
Hi, Hassan. It's Sherman. How are you?
Hey, Sherman. How are you?
Good, good, thanks.
How was your filming?
It's going well. I pretty much wrapped my scenes, most of them.
Oh, that's right. So nice to have you here.
Yeah, we just have one scene left. We're going to do in about half an hour or so. And
perfect.
Then it's just some ADR, looping,
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Okay. I've done a lot of that,
yeah.
Too. So you have about half an hour done?
Yep, I have about half an hour, absolutely.
Perfect. Excellent. Okay. So now, I was just starting with Joseph Biden's chart.
I looked up his horoscope, actually.
Yeah,
he's got Aquarius rising and a lot of Scorpio planets.
Yep, it's got Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Mars all in Scorpio. He was born very close to full moon. And
wow.
Yeah, Sagittarius rising. I always suspected he was Sagittarius rising, actually. I think he's
Sagittarius
rising. Do you know about that at all?
I'm sorry?
Do you know if he has Sagittarius rising at all? Do you know?
Yeah, I looked it up on this website online, and he is Sagittarius rising.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So all these planets in the 12th house, see, that's all the confidentiality and the defense things, etc. The only thing is the 12th house, Venus, and all these planets and Mars being so close to it, it indicates a secret love and secret enemies.
Yes.
That far so, and that all, and when Mars moves there in October, there might be some scandals relating to his love life, etc. That's one thing you have to be very careful.
Yes.
And Obama's chart shows a bit of a nightmare theme around that time. So mid-October, we'll have to see. But he has Moon in Taurus, like Prince Charles, as well as Bill Clinton. Now, this is the traditional side of them, that they both have very conservative values for the children's education and for the many family values as well, regardless of how they were in love matters. But that Moon in Taurus, like Prince Charles, likes old buildings. He hates modern architecture. He likes all the old historical structures. And Biden has that old-fashioned values, too. The thing which I don't really care for is that he's got a Mars-Moon opposition, and both squared by Pluto. At the, so the Moon-Pluto square, both he and Obama have in common. So their policies might, unfortunately, affect a lot of families as well, disruption of the families. And Biden's vote for Iraq, of course, has already done some damage, of course. Although he wanted to, you know, he said in retrospect, if we were, he'll take it back. But the Mars-Pluto is a powerful asset. He's got a very strong asset of power. And when that's misused. Now, he's coming, all the planets are coming right on top of the chart. And I think both of them together could be a two-time presidentship.
You think so? Really?
Yeah, but they certainly have planets right on top. So that
part
goes.
But
next summer, there's danger in Obama's chart, so he definitely has to be careful. They can really sort of lock horns, but I don't think they mind that. He's like a real attack dog, you know, so... It's good for Obama to have somebody like that. And he says things which are very correct, regardless of how you know, they may not look very politically right. On the, like when he said, for example, that about Obama, that he's very clean, one of the first black African who is clean, who's educated and all that. And he was very correct about that. Because in contrast to, he was talking about Al Sharpton and also Jesse Jackson. And they're both total hypocrites.
Yeah.
It's like Jesse Jackson has this other out-of-wedlock pregnancy, and then he was blaming everybody for it. And it's really interesting, you know, how these people can be so hypocritical. And Obama has no such baggage at all. So he was correct in his aspect. You see, many times when they say something in the media, once it's something, so I like, and he likes the truth. And the same thing with Trudeau. Trudeau used to say something which was correct. Then afterwards he used to try to you know, backtrack just for the media's sake, but he had already made the point. But he used to do it intentionally.
Yes.
By the way, do you know that Chaviron and Trudeau were born exactly in the same week? Except one was Libra, one was Scorpio.
I'm sorry, who was?
The Chaviron and Trudeau.
Oh.
Exactly
the same planet week. And the planet Pluto?
Everything. Like it's like within 7 days to each other, same year, everything. But one was a Libra, last degrees of Libra, the other one was first degrees of Scorpio. So Chav was seen as a dictator. Whereas Trudeau was seen as a very charming playboy on the outside, but he was a dictator underneath. But he was able to camouflage it really well with all the Libra planets.
Yeah.
It's really interesting why how the sun sign can make such a difference. But Joseph Biden, the only thing you see, like he wanted to divide Iraq in three pieces along ethnic lines, and that's totally, totally not acceptable at all. It will create a complete chaos. They can't do that. Like Kurdistan, for example, and the reason they want to do it, of course, Kurdistan has all the oil. And with Turkey, it'll be a problem. With Iran, it'll be a problem. These people are completely clueless. They have no business being there in the first place.
Right.
And they were talking about a surge. You know, McCain is saying that the surge, for example, helped and all. It's nothing with the help at all. It's these people themselves. They decided, for example, that the only way to get America out would be to have some peace there. So all the leaders have been telling them to have the peace, otherwise America will be there for the next 10 years. So they, on their own, including Sistani and Sadr and all that, they had all told their people that if they don't give any excuse for them to stay there, they are uninvited, we don't want them there. I mean, but what's interesting is that Iraq, I mean, you know, that they have given the thing to Russia, now they invited them to get in the oil with Iraq. Of course, this is not something the White House likes at all. What's interesting, they're opening doors to Russia. This Georgian thing has completely backfired.
Right.
On them. So Biden's
Do you think that with McCain, because I don't know, I'm always frightened because McCain seems to be doing better right now for the
At all. I don't believe that at all. You
really?
Cannot trust any poll in the United States at all because they're all controlled. And who does it?
Yeah.
And who does the media, for example, the people behind,
that
for example,
sense.
The other ones, you know, like, unfortunately, that part you cannot
trust. You
know
what's funny is they asked him how many houses do you own. He didn't know.
I know.
He didn't know.
Exactly.
It's not like he's Donald Trump. He should know how many houses he owns, you know?
I know. All the mansions and all kind of thing. And if anybody's elitist, No, Obama's life is totally like, it's like a rags to riches aspect. You know, I mean, look at his brother is there, for example, and that's how he was. And the father did the right thing by bringing him to America and, getting him on scholarship. And it's amazing. He won the whole thing on scholarships. And
is there any way, you sound very muffled, is there any way to, you know... You sound very muffled right now.
Is that right? What I can do is, if Don is listening to the show, maybe he can call you on the number that I've given before. that might help.
Yeah, call me on my number.
Yeah, but I'll have to. I'm not sure if he's on the. Is Don listening? Hi, Don, are you there? I don't think.
Hello, Don.
There. I'll just speak Don. Slowly.
Yeah, hi, because the whole time it's very muffled. You know, I can't understand.
I see. This is one of the reasons why I want to take about 4 weeks of hiatus here.
Yeah.
Completely. What I'd like to do is, from our studio, I'd like to call you directly later on, not right now, but for the next few shows, what we'll do is we'll talk about different topics and different politicians and astrological basis of that, and we'll actually have it on the radio directly. So we'll have the radio shows, but instead of having just live show, we'll pre-record it. And that'll be much clearer, actually.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but we'll do it for next time, yeah. But he does have planets coming right on top, and...
Both of them do. Both Obama...
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
and I'm really happy he took this choice of Biden. And
Me too.
Yeah. And ironically, his chart is a bit similar to Hillary, except she has a lot of Leo planets also. Leo and Scorpio make a very difficult fixed sign combination. Well, it's his case.
He has
Venus close to Mercury. That helps. And Jupiter trying to Mercury, trying to Sun, trying to Venus. And he was a constitutional law professor, which makes a huge difference.
Okay.
Yeah, so the trying
to... The fact that they're Mercury square, is that okay?
Oh, well, Obama already said that he wants me to challenge me.
I noticed that, yes, and so definitely Biden will challenge him.
Absolutely, yeah. He's more drawn to this power aspect, like Biden, whereas definitely the person who can bring them all together is, it's like a humming dynamo, so it's really like good guy, bad guy aspect, you know, like the cop.
Right.
The cop. But, and what I like about both of them is they both have excellent oratory skills. Like Joe Biden has Leo in the ninth house. So his fame is through his writing or through his speaking, his public speaking, and he has a very philosophical bent, the Jupiter-Mercury trine.
Yeah.
And he's getting fantastic aspects till December. He has Jupiter touching off his Venus, his Mercury, Mars, Venus, Uranus, everything.
Excellent. So he'll help bring Obama up, you know?
That's right. And Jupiter-Mars is a windfall aspect. In fact, that's the same aspect that Phelps had, Michael Phelps, who won 8 gold medals.
Wow, yes.
He had Jupiter-Mars opposition. Now, Phelps has Mars in Cancer, which was opposed by Jupiter. It's a sudden burst of energy when you push yourself almost beyond normal. And Mercury in Leo. So he has a very strong aspect of the leadership aspect also, that when he decides to do something. In fact, he has a Mercury-Pluto square. But it gives this almost a demonic intensity, but he was using it with himself for self-mastery. Are you there, Steven?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Because those kind of things do become very important. Now, I was looking at on the election, I think it's November 4th probably. So Saturn is going right on top of the chart. Mars is in the 12th house, right next to his Mercury. So I think a week before the election, Joe Biden is going to be very, very sarcastic and strong in his speech. It'll be really interesting to see. I think he's quite witty also.
He is very witty. The only thing is sometimes he talks a little too much, but that's it.
Yeah. Well, Uranus will be touching off his
very,
Mercury.
Very well informed. Hassan, he's very well informed.
Yes. And Uranus will be touching off his grand trine. He's got a triple trines. They'll all be getting a Uranus-Mercury trine, Uranus-Sun trine, Uranus-Jupiter trine. So a lot of options from foreign countries, foreign lands, foreign places.
Yes.
All that thing.
And you know,
And
you know, Hassan, he's got a lot of experience. He really cares for the country. He's been around a long time. He has experience with the military side, with the foreign policy side. I mean, it's a good choice, you know.
Definitely. Yes, very, very good choice. I would like to find out, you know, when his wife and daughter were killed.
Oh, I felt so bad,
Yeah, there was a car. You see, his fifth house is Aries, and Aries is the head area. The ruler has badly afflicted Mars squared to Pluto. So that is probably why he would end up saving other people, because he definitely likes to save people.
Yes.
So the need to save people is very strong. That's all the Scorpio planets. So that will be getting touched off, actually, in his chart.
Really, I didn't know that. I thought that was a Pisces tendency, but Scorpio as well.
But Scorpio. The only problem is that, for example, there are some minorities, for example, who can appeal to them, and they feel there's an emotional component to them when it comes to. It's not the charity for the sake of charity only. It's whoever they feel is an underdog.
Yeah.
And they can manipulate in that aspect. But he does have very positive aspects. The ability to make a difference in the life of the masses is there. And the upheaval in his family, the Moon-Pluto square, in his own family, that happened. There's suddenly the home destroyed, the wife and daughter killed. And his Moon is in the fifth house.
Yeah.
See, the moon opposition to Mars and Pluto square. So that part got touched off. And on the positive side, it also helps him save other people because it'll also show up in the same chart, whether it's positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And because something negative has happened in his own life, might end up saving other people because of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the whole thing depends on Obama speaking to people like Ahmadinejad, for example, or Raul Castro, for example, and I think he will do that.
Yeah.
I think we'll have some direct talks with Putin and all the other people.
Yeah.
All the key people.
Yeah.
Now, Musharraf, actually, you know, I was talking to some key people there, and I said that September looks like a real holiday season for him.
I'm sorry.
I was saying the only way that can happen is if he resigns. I said, is there any chance that, for example, that if they do not impeach him after September, if he stays in power, could he still have a good September? They said, absolutely no way. So then he probably is resigning. And he resigned at the same, that nightmare theme in his chart. There was a Mars-Neptune aspect. But he is very, very relaxed now. He's really enjoying life right now. And he's watching these fools just fighting amongst themselves and all kinds of violence, everything going on. Because now they don't have a main focus. He was only focused on wanting to impeach him. And suddenly he's not there. And the whole country, I mean, needs to be all the law and order. Everything is up in chaos.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he'll probably be writing another book also, I think, will be coming out probably, yeah.
Okay.
But the other thing, I want to just touch on this, Shervin, on this, you know, on the Indian system and the Western system, the sidereal and the tropical system.
I just want to let
people know that I'm going to be writing about it later on with my friend Phyllis also. We're doing some research on that. But what I want to say was, we have the 12 signs of the zodiac. The constellations are everywhere, except the planets, as they go above and below that narrow belt in front of which all the planets go, that's called the zodiac. And we have the 12 signs of the zodiac. In Indian system, the sidereal system, they also take, as the moon goes a little bit above and below the zodiac, they take these extra things, and they are called nakshatras. Now, they're only basically relative to the moon, but they take all the planets with it. So they divide it into 27 segments instead of 12. And they call nakshatra. The first one being Ashwini, for example. It has Aries qualities. And the last one is Revita or something. I think it's like a Piscean theme. And each sign of the zodiac is divided into three nakshatras that they have. But I am I'm quite convinced, actually, because it relates to the vernal equinox. They used to talk about the constellations related to the deities and the spirituality and all that total nonsense, as far as I'm concerned. They used to say, I think the constellations and all that were there purely for the low to earth lord to remember by the story that he could remember things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you there, Shervin?
Yes, I'm here.
Yep. You have to go very soon, I guess. Yeah, about 5 minutes probably, yeah?
Yeah, in about 5 minutes, yeah.
Okay. So anyways, they have all the constellations themselves. It had nothing to do with the planets being there. From the vernal equinox, wherever it falls, you take that as 0 degrees, and if you take the nakshatras from there, and even the zodiac itself, that's where the original Indian system was. And I believe that we're working on that, something it'll be interesting once we know more about it. I'll write on the website as well. I also want to say our astrotrends.net/celeb. You know, that site is almost going to be done in about a week's time with all the full design, everything. Also, my astrolove.net, you can access it directly from our website, astrotrends.net. The design will be complete in about a week's time. And you can join free of charge for now, and you can be able to compare your chart with other people and see all the interpretations. And so very soon that will be active as well. We are working on quite a few research projects also, actually.
Yeah.
So,
pretty comprehensive.
Now, the other thing which I was saying, you know, on the 10th of August, our show that we had, Shervin, that was about the Mayan calendar. So if anyone wants to look into that aspect, they can go on our website also in the archives, they'll see Mayan calendar 2012 December. However, as I was telling you before, that 3rd of April 2011,
yes,
there's a far greater danger in the world, much, much more than 2012.
Yes.
when there are, like, you know, all these planets, Jupiter, Saturn opposition, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, everything in opposition to Saturn, and most of them squared by Pluto. So that is
right.
A definite. Can you imagine the children being born then? Six planets in Aries.
My God, we talked about that. They'll be so.
Oh, my God, we won't be able to talk. Get a word edgewise. Talk about
imagine
ADD.
If they're also. Imagine if they're born in early morning, there'll be Aries rising as well.
Oh, my God, you're absolutely right. double ADD and triple ADD.
Yeah. Whoa.
Would be a really interesting combination. But talk about all the earthquakes and everything. And it's happening just on the April Fool's Day.
April 1st, yeah.
Yeah, right after that.
Right after that, right. Right.
Yeah. Any other major questions? You're like, Sherwin, one thing I was saying, you know, the way we are able to see the world events, like, for example, Saturn being in Sagittarius, and we have predicted based on that the October 87 stock market crash, and the next one is 2017 October. But Pluto being the same sign of Sagittarius, there's a complete reevaluation of the whole, not just the stock market, the banking industry, anything which is speculative. So November, end of November of 2008, the entire thing is changing. So that is it's a very difficult aspect, but it's a very necessary transition also that we are going through.
Right, right.
Yeah. After you leave, I'm going to just talk about this, some of the sun signs also, like what everybody's going through. But basically, you have had a good year, actually, you know, for all the Capricorns, Cancer, Aries, and Libra. They're all getting an aspect from Jupiter, which makes you more positive, you know, maybe basically you become a bit like a fire sign also, more philosophical and more opportunities coming up in life also.
Yes.
But your real cycle is end of 2009, actually. And throughout 2010, that's when the major new seven-year cycle will be happening.
For me?
For a lot of them, that's right. For Capricorns, Aries, Libra.
Because Saturn will be squaring, right?
So that's a major new seven-year cycle that you go to the next level. So hopefully by that time you'll be well in your acting, you'll be directing films, and we'll be on satellite radio and TV.
Excellent.
And all the news. Well, throughout next year, Sherwin, just for yourself, I mean, you're fantastic. Jupiter touching off your Mercury, your Venus. From January right till December, the mass communication, you better be ready with all your scripts also, besides acting that you also want to direct or any aspect of that. And I'd love to do some directing with you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So you've got everything, all the editors, everything ready here. And hopefully you're getting some good contacts there with the ADR and everything also.
Yeah, once Jupiter goes in the 11th house for the contacts, you know.
Excellent, yeah.
Yeah. I've got a few things.
Obama generation, as I said, was this thing, you know, the month of October was difficult. But before that, McCain's age group, actually, he has marginally brought. First of all, Bush and Bill Clinton and all that age group, including Joe Biden, actually, that whole age group is, let me just see when they are. Oh, actually, Mars is already in Libra. So now, the next 10 days are very stressful for that entire age group.
It's a tough one
for them. Till about mid-September.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
McCain's group, actually, just aspect from about mid-November onwards, for about 2-3 weeks. That's when it's a bit of a nightmare theme for that age group. But, you know, the voter fraud, they still haven't clarified all that yet. Because that's the only negative theme, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's really a hero aspect. I can't see, only be the bigots who give the, you know, as I said, this voting polls and all that, you can't believe in that at all. In about 2 weeks,
apparently,
time,
there's
going to
be, there's going to be a lot less electronic voting this time around.
Well, hopefully that's right, yeah. I mean, they've done so many rigging and all that aspect. That's right,
yeah. Excellent.
So, by the way, if anybody wants to go on our website, if you want to put your birth date right to the end, right at the bottom, you'll see it asks you to put the date of birth. You just put the date of birth. You don't have to enter name or anything like that. Just click on interpret, and you'll see the interpretation right away. So you can see that. And
I do have to get going.
Okay, Sherwin, thank you very much. And we'll see you in about 4 weeks' time.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
And
we'll talk again.
And yes. Thank you very much, Sherwin.
All the best. Thank you. Thanks, Don.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye then. That was 7, and he's an actor actually in Los Angeles, and quite well-versed in astrology as well, a good friend of mine. And I like the fact that he gets really into astrology in the essence of things. That's what I like about his chart, actually. And that's something, a quality you don't see quite often. And by the way, the next major aspect in the sky, let me just get this aspect also. It seems to be around December. The first 2 weeks of December are anything to do with, whether it's a war or anything like that. For example, there's a definite, a lot of stress as open Mars touches up that T-square with Uranus, Saturn. And it's a bit of an explosive aspect, actually. And while Bush and Cheney are in power, we still have that difficult aspect, actually. And, of course, the biggest fraudulent person of all of this aspect, unfortunately, the real scheming aspect is, and they're two very similar. It's like an evil genius. It's Lieberman and Dick Cheney. These two people are both in Mercury and Aquarius, so they're very bright, but totally, there's no conscience at all. Welcome to our show. Hello.
Yes, hi, Hassan.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm all right. This is Jim from Florida. Did I hear earlier you said there was going to be a stock market crash? Did you say October 17th?
No, not this October.
Okay.
That was 2017 in October, that's one. But before that, by end of November, we have a major restructuring going on in the whole banking industry, the stock market industry, everything. Because every time Saturn is in the last degrees of Sagittarius, it creates this market crash. It happened in October of 29. I predicted October 87, and the next one is happening, which is October 2017. But now Pluto is in Sagittarius, and this happens once in 246 years. So this one, so it's completely redefining anything which is which has speculative aspect about it. Even oil becoming speculative right now.
Okay, because there's
even gold, for example, so all that part will be completely redefined by end of November. And it's strange that it's coinciding with all this election happening. So there's a major change coming. That's why we do not see McCain coming in. Even if he gets Mitt Romney or somebody who's strong like that, we just do not see that. And I don't think the polls are correct at the moment.
Okay, no, but, I don't. They lie about everything.
I know.
But
so Biden is a good choice, along with Obama. It's a nice, that's a good top combination.
He is a Zionist. Obama
Biden, you mean, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski is Obama's horse in the race.
Yes.
And
no, this is why we'll have to be very, very careful. The one thing, he does have a lot of power aspects, and he does have a destructive aspect in his chart, where a lot of families are being destroyed because he's very much motivated by the power, and there's a real vindictive streak in him. But I think having this extreme aspect, even though the whole thing is balanced by Jupiter, which made him the constitutional lawyer and everything, but I somehow feel that Obama will be able to balance all that. I don't think it's going to be like Cheney and Bush.
Well, he's bad news, Hassan. I mean, you go to Rents.com, he has had major gay sex affairs, he's into cocaine and all these
drugs. Oh, you're talking about Biden, right?
Obama
you talk about.
Oh, yeah, go to Rents.com, his alleged affair with Larry Sinclair. It's all coming out on the Internet. You won't hear it on Fox News.
Well, the only danger, the real danger after is October. But the thing is, see, what choice do we have when we have McCain? But openly saying that bomb Iran and bomb this place or that place, for example, I mean, that part is such a, like we're in such a dangerous aspect.
They're both bad news. It's trying to choose to, like, which latrine to drink from, trying to pick a candidate in this race.
I know,
I mean,
but
it's
you
absolutely
see, Pluto
horrible.
Moving into Capricorn, which is a complete change coming from November of 2008. That's why I think it might be better, mainly because he's got a balanced chart. He's got a same wife, the same children, the family. So the strong family values, that part is there. It's not like McCain having an affair with somebody, for example, this blonde girl, for example, he did. And
yeah.
There's no... I find the people who become like prisoners for 5 years and torture and all that, it changes people to some extent, you know.
Yeah.
But I think the whole ideology, the whole world, I think, is changing, though.
Yeah, everything's coming to a head. But there's this website, Hassan, and it monitors chatter on the Internet. And
yes.
For some reason, this date, October 17th, keeps being repeated, and it was the same with September 11th before the staged terrorist attacks by the government. So something is coming, something they're planning on October 17th, and I'm just trying to key in on what it may be, but this date seems to be repeating, and they pick this chatter up on the internet, the software.
Well, Mars will be in Scorpio, and Moon will be in Gemini, same placement as 9/11, actually.
Okay.
And those 2 days are, and especially the next day on 18 and 17 does become the 8th number, you know, so we are not in easy times, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that Mars and Scorpio, I wouldn't doubt, and maybe that's the only way they feel they can pull off with McCain coming in or something.
Yeah.
Because October is a dangerous aspect for Obama, actually, the scandals and all that. I wouldn't be surprised if Biden, you know, they have some love aspect and all that coming up, some secret aspects with him in November. Because there are all these planets in the 12th house, like secret love and secret enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still a bit optimistic, you know, with Obama having that Mercury in Leo.
Well, I advise you to check out Rents.com and find out what's really going on with what he did at the church and Larry Sinclair. Just Google Larry Sinclair, and I think a lot of people are waking up to who he really is. And
The fact that you see the thing, the grassroots aspect, when you inspire people, regardless of what they did in their personal life, I'm just wondering about from the personal aspect, like McCain. He definitely wants to increase. I mean, he only talks in militaristic terms, nothing else.
Oh no, he's absolutely insane. I mean,
yeah.
He's absolutely insane.
Only from that point of view, the only thing with Obama I do not like that he wants to now focus on Afghanistan, and the northern of Pakistan or Kashmir, that'll become a real chaotic aspect. They won't be able to do anything. It's purely because of oil. They want from there.
Yeah.
But this
Zbigniew Brzezinski, this Russia or Polish guy, his lifelong dream is war with Russia, and he's backing Obama, and these neocons and these these people are just hell bent on war with Russia, and that staged terrorist attack in Georgia. I mean, Georgia attacked their own country.
There's no reason for these people to attack you completely, and Russia did right, I think, by moving really fast.
Yeah, did you see how drunk Junior was over in China, President Bush? I mean, he was smashed. I mean, he was groping the volleyball players and just making an idiot of himself even more than usual.
You know, his wife has a good chart, actually, you know, Laura Bush.
Yeah, I hear she's going to leave Junior after the election.
When 17, I think when she was 17 years old, she ended up killing that boyfriend, and she was driving. Did you know about that?
Yes, I did know. Yeah,
yeah, and Mars moved into Scorpio in her 7th house. It was an accident, for sure. I'm sure she didn't intend to.
Yeah.
But when Mars comes into Scorpio, that's always a dangerous time for her husband, because when it happened when she was 17 years old, this fellow was killed. Her boyfriend was killed. And she was driving, actually. Same aspect repeats itself in October. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
But we'll be following some of these things. Write me an email also at stargaze@astrotrends.net.
Mm-hmm. Can you take a quick look at my son, Hassan? Just a quick...
Sure. What's the date of birth?
His date of birth is December 1st, 2000.
December 1st, 2000.
Born at 2:06 a.m. His first name's Logan.
2:06 a.m., is it?
Yes.
And where was he born?
Margate, Florida.
I see. Wow, he's got a very dramatic, theatrical personality, but he's got Mercury and Scorpio like Biden. So maybe you like Biden.
he's
stubborn.
He's Sagittarius.
Yeah, he's stubborn, but he's predictable. Actually, I shouldn't say predictable. Actually, he's got a Mercury-Saturn opposition, so he's very stubborn, extremely stubborn. He has to be, if he's on the right track, he's born like a researcher also. It's a bit of a fanatic chart, but it's very, very resourceful. The fact that he's a Sagittarius with Mercury and Scorpio makes him a bit like Bruce Lee.
He definitely should
take up some martial arts also.
Do you see
him? Venus in Capricorn, like Beethoven, very deep feelings, actually.
Mm.
And the Moon-Neptune conjunction in Aquarius is a modern age, and next year, from January till about December, it's fantastic for him.
Okay, next year.
Jupiter touching off his moon and Neptune, it indicates the parents either traveling or buying or selling a property and all kinds of things happening.
Mm. Yeah,
very intense child, very misunderstood, actually.
Mm.
And he might have a tendency towards left-handed, actually, or writing things backwards or anything. Does he have that at all?
Yes, he does, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a real genius asset about him, though. Very deep. I would definitely get some music also, you know.
Oh yeah, he's ready. He's very right-brained, and do you see him like levitating to more of the arts or the acting type stuff? He just loves the camera and just a real like personality to
be on. Well, he's got that Leo in the first house, which definitely makes him rather dramatic, and really lifts his whole chart.
Yeah.
That's an extremely positive. He's very charismatic, actually.
Yes.
And this earthy magnetism about him, he has Venus and Capricorn like Brad Pitt and Elvis Presley. So he definitely has, and it's quite a faithful in terms of relationships and all that.
Yeah.
It's a really nice chart.
Yeah, that's great.
And very athletic also. He's got a Jupiter-Mars trine.
And
quite interesting. It's interesting that Michael Fleth actually has Mercury in Leo, and he has Mars in Cancer aspect to Jupiter.
Most Michael who? Athletes.
You know that Phelps, you know, who won those 8 gold medals?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now,
so your son has Mercury in Scorpio like Nadia Comaneci, who scored 10 in the gymnastics.
Wow. Yes.
So he's a real perfectionist also once he gets into something.
And one other question, Hassan, I'll let you go and wrap up your show. Do you see oil coming, NYMEX crude coming back to, I hear it could retrace all the way back to $50 a barrel. It's already breaking some support level.
I don't see going so low, but October is going to be very volatile. The crude oil prices will be real up and down as soon as that Mars hits that Scorpio. So throughout October, I do see that aspect a lot.
But do you think it could go down to 50?
I don't see it going to 50, no.
Okay.
I really don't.
I heard it could, and then it would just go right back straight up again.
No,
so,
I definitely don't see it so low.
Okay.
You're a bit wishful thinking on our part.
Yeah, I'm thinking of,
but
yeah,
I don't see that. Yeah.
We'll see, but it.
What is your date of birth? Just out of curiosity, I'm trying to remember. You had
some
Pisces planet, didn't you?
Gemini, 6/8, 1965.
6/8, and which year? 1965.
Yes.
1965. There are a lot of eights in your family, it seems. With your
I have
son,
a lot
with
of
yourself,
eights,
yeah. There's a bit of a Scorpio theme there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why you feel that now. You have Mercury, Jupiter. Conjunction in Gemini, yeah. Extremely, extremely versatile. But see, the thing is, you have Mercury, Uranus square, Mercury, Mars square, and Mercury, Pluto square. So all this aspect gives what my secretary would call a bit of uncalm energy. And Mercury, Pluto also when you come to wrong conclusions. And so this is a very strong aspect. And my chart is exact complementary to your chart, actually. Now, you have Venus in Cancer when it comes to home and family and being a good father and all. You have fantastic values there. That part, Obama is also born with. There's a nurturing side underneath all of this. But you're very intellectual, very conceptual. The only thing is, because you have Mercury Pluto square, not that, you know, conspiracy is not the right word, because they are true, many of these things. But it takes a person like you to uncover many things. But you've got that Mercury in T square with 3 planets. That's why you may tend to be a bit fatalistic. And also because the faith part is a bit lacking because you're too intellectual. You're like a scientist. Mm-hmm. Your whole thinking, like Jean-Paul Sartre in existentialism, he had Mercury in Gemini aspect to Pluto. Brilliant mind. But the soul part is there in family, in the barbecues, and when you have food, for example, you love good food, for example. That's the nurturing part comes in, realization of truth. But intellectually, your chart is a little too extreme, but theoretical extreme.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hacker's chart. You'd be a very successful hacker. You probably thought of all kinds of things. Doesn't mean you actually do it, but your intent, your thoughts, you must have thought of all kinds of things.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, Jupiter is touching off your Mars and Uranus and all that right now for the next 3 months. After you're fantastic after. You become like a successful gambler. You're going to take chances for buying and selling of cars, for travel, joining health clubs and all that. But Pluto is touching off your Mars till November, end of November, when you've got to reevaluate your health. And throughout next year, for the first 6 months, you've got some major conflicts. You'll have to be very careful of any authority conflicts, legal matters, with Saturn touching off that Mars. But things make you angry very easily.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to communicate with you, actually, if you can write to me on Stargaze also, because I love your mind. And what I'm calling a team where we can actually change the world. I am born with all those aspects that you have, but in a positive way.
Uh-huh.
I have Mercury Pluto trine, I have Moon Pluto trine, all these themes actually. And I'm hoping to astrology to be able to convert a lot of people in a very positive way, to be able to help people who are at the top level.
Mm-hmm.
That's my ultimate aim actually. But I would like to get, because you're a conceptual person, some of the ideas that I have, I'd like to run by you.
Okay.
Thanks
yeah,
a
let's,
lot.
Let's follow up on that, Hassan.
Okay. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks. Have a great evening.
Thanks.
Thank you again.
Thanks. Well, we'll be back in about 4 weeks' time, and you can always go to our website, astrotrends.net, and read upon the things I've written about Joe Biden also, and also Obama. and like all these things you can see on a website. And now I had promised to say something which are very, very useful. Now, if I'm able to make all these predictions just based on where the planets are in the sky, and based on that, then you represent those headings. In other words, every time, I mean, every one of you, when you are born, you represent those headlines. So whatever, I mean, if you really want to see what your mission is in life, you should go to the archives and dig out the newspaper, any newspaper on the day that you were born. And if there's anything to astrology, then every one of those headlines should tell you something about your own chart, about your own life, about your own mission in life. And so whether it's about royalty, or you'll have to read a little bit in it. There was some famous aspect involved, or exclusive aspect, or dimension Mother Teresa, for example, then you'd be able to understand your mission by connecting the dots. So just look at the headlines when you were born, and every one of those headlines should tell you something about your mission in life. Now, there are four signs which are going through a major seven-year period. The signs of Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius. So those were born in June, September, December, and March, basically. These four signs are going through a major seven-year period, and if you're born early part of these months, or these signs, then by about September, October, the seven-year cycle is already almost over. But if you're born from middle to the end of these signs, then throughout next year, this seven-year cycle continues. We are being reevaluated for the next 7 years, like what you want to do. You're setting the foundations for the next 7 years. So this non-reward period right now, do not expect reward. This is the time to lay the foundation, the groundwork, etc. That's what you should be doing right now. And next year, that's when you'll come to all kinds of, like by next year, you need to establish yourself, what you want to do for the next 7 years. And this may apply to many areas of your life. Some of you may decide to get married, or to have children, or to start a new career, for example. You might also become more interested in tangible assets, like owning property, for example. And one of the things that I would suggest is that try to, you know, go to any place of worship, just because it brings the beggar and the king together. And it's a nice feeling, and especially if you don't understand the language. Like if you go to a Greek Orthodox church, or if you go to I'm a Muslim, but I go to, you know, churches also, and sometimes, because I love that whole atmosphere. I mean, Jesus was one of our messiahs also. I mean, he was the messiah. That's what we believe. And but I'm not talking from a religion point of view. It's just that everybody is in a state of prayer, a certain part of brain being used, just because it brings the beggar and the king together. You go to a Ukrainian church, or you don't understand the language, just for feeling, this feeling. So, and the reason I'm saying this is because we need to find that there's some intelligence out there which is beside every particle without being part of it. That is the most important concept, that is conscious of its own program. Whether we call it God, Bhagwan, you know, it doesn't matter. And but that aspect to connect with that theme, because if we are talking and you're listening to the show, and there's an intelligence there, and you're understanding this, then whoever made us, hopefully, well, for sure, has to be millions of times more artistic, more musical, everything, much more. And to me, you see, never, you know, science always says, for example, there's a necessity for everything, for example. But to me, there's just as much, you know, a miracle in the rainbow, in the creation of the rainbow, as a wonder in the eyes of that little child watching that rainbow also. And there was no need for it. Just like, you know, when we talk about evolution, there are certain things we did not need. For example, the eye. It always bothered Darwin that the eye, there's no intermediate stage for the eye at all. And either you see or you don't. But we're dealing with a lot of things. I'm making some fantastic programs in genetics also. And in about 3 to 6 months, we'll be coming up with a lot of things, actually. My Moon Magic 2009 should be out very soon. And it gets sold very fast, so there's only one column that applies to you, and in that column, whatever number you see, just read the interpretation. If you have any difficulty understanding, just write us an email at stargaze@astrotrends.net. So if you go to astrotrends.net, you'll find all the information, and our number is 416-497-9000. And as I mentioned, I will be back in about 4 weeks' time, since we are working on a lot of different websites, etc. also. to give you even more information. In the meantime, if you'd like some more things on our website, etc., just write us an email. And I wish you all the best and good luck. And this is your astrologer, Hassan Jaffer. Wishing you all the best and good luck.